helps that. Back to John's question about how to support his trade when he's swapping axles.
Well, I guess the first thing I have to say is he got his axles from our competition. We sell axles. At slightly more than half the price of the competition.
Yes, but those axles are balanced.
Yeah, balanced, yeah, exactly.
Does the competition have a show he could call and ask how to put them on, or no?
Well, what's odd is he's paying twice as much money for the axles, and this supplier's not even telling him how to jack his trailer up. That seems a bit odd to me, but hey, whatever.
Well, maybe John just helping us out so we have some material. Thanks, John.
We give after-sales service, and we ship all over the country, drop ship to any address you like. Any load rating, disc brakes, 10-inch brakes, 12-inch brakes, da-da-da, whatever people want, at slightly more than half what the competition sells them for. Go figure. But to the question. Sorry, John. I guess possibly had you known, you might have given me a call, but that's okay. You jack it up you jack it up with a big hydraulic jack, like a floor jack, automotive floor jack. We do it directly behind the axle on the frame rails, about a foot or two behind the axle itself. You stick jack stands there. And we usually put some up front as well. We use the tongue jack, but we support the A-frame with automotive jack stands, but not those rinky-dink little toy ones there. You got to get something that's pretty serious. It's amazing when you're taking these axles off, it's very heavy, and you've got a very heavy trailer above you. It looks like a giant pancake without tires on it when it's above you. So you want to be able to look around and see something that looks like it's going to support the trailer, not something that's kind of precarious.
Yeah, when my axles were done, I had the local welder guy do it. He did a lot of welding work on my trailer tongue and that last part of that frame that was rotted through and all that. So I went ahead and had him do mine, and I went out there to check on it one day while he had the axles off, and he had, I forget what he did. I think he had some jack stands and stuff scattered about, and there were no axles on it. And I looked up, and on the front of the trailer, the sides where the international emblems are, they were sucked in like a football-sized indention. They were, like, curving inward. And I'm like, I looked at him, I go, you know, you might have this side up too high or something. This is all, you know, connected together, monocoque design, all that crap.
It's a semi-monocoque construction, yeah.
So when I went off to get some tires rimmed up and brought back to put back on, and he had let off some pressure on a couple of the sides, and they popped back out.
Well, the key there is to level everything. Yeah. That's critical. And do it on a hard surface. Don't do it sort of in the mud or out in the lawn or something. Do it on a proper, flat, level driveway.
Yep, most definitely. Most definitely.
We did do an axle swap on a 34-footer this summer. And it had, we'd done some major work on the front-end separation and rear-end separation as well. And the frame had actually bent behind the axles, and it caused this bow in the side of the trailer. We ended up having jack stands under the back end of the trailer and up at the front for a couple of days as this trailer sort of slowly bent its way back to shape again, and the bow in the side of the trailer flattened out.
Yeah,
quite.
He said it was a 75 trade wind, Tim?
Yeah.
So is there anything different on a double axle versus a single axle trailer that you need to take special account of, or no?
No. It's just you've got to do everything twice, of course. But the biggest thing that we found is don't try and fight the lower shock mounts off the axle when you're doing it. It's virtually impossible to get them off when the axle's...